Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you all tuning in. By the way, in the birthday celebration, that was the morning show. I forgot to mention, we had I got a phone call. Had Monty Garrison's birthday today, too. You know Monty Garrison, Carrie?
No, I don't.
Works out there at Kincaid's. He's okay. One of the fellows out there that helps you figure out where you're painting and what the...
Oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Does a wonderful job out there. So, yeah, happy birthday, Monty! Monty would probably be... I don't know if I should say 50-something.
He might want it to be a secret.
He wears, let's put it this way, he wears cheaters now, as do I. But that's what folks start doing when you get
to... So then he's over 40, because when you hit 40, that's when you...
It was 45 whenever I hit, whenever I had to start wearing cheaters.
Oh.
I can remember the day. But yeah, it was, that's just kind of... Happy birthday, Monty. Happy birthday. My guest this morning, the executive director. Are we executive director, or what are we now?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Just making sure. I didn't want to... I didn't want downgrade
you. That's what I was told.
All right. The executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Carrie Halbert. You know, you
can
applaud.
The crowd goes wild.
You can applaud for yourself, too, to help the crowd.
Woo-hoo!
Help the crowd sound better. How are you doing this morning, Carrie?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great. I've been looking forward to this day, to seeing you in here for probably the last month, because I know that I have caught you at the basically, this is Christmas Eve for you.
Oh my gosh, this is the week of all weeks.
You cannot wait.
I know.
You cannot wait for the Fall Fun Fest.
Oh,
this is Christmas
so
Eve
exciting.
For you.
Exciting! I love
this,
it.
You're like, are we going to be able to, like? Do I need to get my camera going so we can catch you jumping up and down around the chairs like
you
at Christmas
are
going
to see me? Yes, and you'll see me running through the streets just like, you know, with my arms open and just.
It's Fall Fun Fest.
That's right.
Let's see now. Are you really terribly excited this year? Since
I am excited, but I'm a little tad more stressed, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
So not only are you as excited as a kid on Christmas morning,
You're
stressed out like Dad, who might have been staying up late and putting together the kid's bike.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Oh my gosh, been there, done that.
It's been
only as a kitchen set.
Yeah. Oh, you got a kitchen set for one of your kids or boys?
Yeah. I know, but he likes to.
He likes cook. He likes kitchens. Well, that's great. That's wonderful. I didn't. It's an unusual gift.
Yeah.
Well, you blew my train of thought.
I threw you for a loop, didn't I?
I did not expect that. So all right. We're not going to talk a whole lot about the overall Fall Fun Fest,
right,
with you today, because I know we've got Christy and we've got Brad Jessup coming on tomorrow to really give us the real gigantic lowdown.
I tell you, without
those
two.
You've probably been busy enough.
Oh, my gosh. Those two.
Well, you're not on the Fall Fun Fest committee.
Well, actually, Christy told me that I was the other day.
You never go to meetings.
I know. I haven't been to a meeting, but I...
How are you on the... How are you on the...
Christy goes, Carrie, we decided you're on the committee and you're there for life. I said, okay.
That's kind of like how I got on a I got on a board that I got to go to a meeting on Thursday, just out of the blue. But that's good. Congratulations.
Yeah,
well done.
Thanks.
And they say, aren't you happy now that you're on the...
I am. My life is complete.
Just makes that much more work.
My life is complete.
It's going to be that much more work.
I love
for
it
you.
So much that I want to be on the committee.
Well, see, now, I'm getting kind of a year off this year. With the Tremont,
I know, because you're leaving us. What's the deal?
You got to blame the high school football boys,
man.
Because the job comes first, Carrie.
You know what happens?
What's that?
They might like this person better than you, and you might lose your job.
You're right. They might like Wells better than me, and they might like Katie White at the dog show better than me. Well, see, the thing is, I doubt it.
You're irreplaceable, aren't you?
I am that. But I doubt they do, because those guys have each done the job before, and then they brought in the pro from Dover to take. I digress. What we're going to talk about today is mainly what's going on in the chamber tent. You've got a full tent this year.
Yeah, I sure do.
Well, before we get to the tent, how's the chamber doing? Do you have any new clients?
I have.
Tell
new,
me.
I have four new members about the past month. I think.
No
last
kidding.
Time. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I have, I think I mentioned True Shots Photography Photo Box last time. Okay.
No.
True Shots Photography Photo Box.
And give me that again.
True Shots Photography.
How do you spell that?
T-R-U.
Uh-huh.
Shots Photography.
Okay.
Photo Box.
Okay.
Which Photo Box used to...
I was thinking it was a name. You're talking... You're
oh, true, no. Shelly.
True Shots.
Photography. Okay. Okay. Shelly, Shelly Toombs.
I see. All has right. it. Sorry, I was confused.
No, that's okay. So, and actually, you know what the cool thing about this is?
What's that?
I'm so excited.
No, really?
Yes.
Tell me, what's the cool thing?
I am.
Well, it sounds like it's
Shelly
cool.
Is...
Hold on. let me get myself ready for
I'm
the
so
cool
excited.
Thing. Come on. Wait a second. Tell me.
Stop. Shelly is having True Shot. Okay, so True Shots Photography, Shelly Toombs, is having her photo box in the chamber tent. So, when you come in the chamber tent, you can have your picture taken in the photo booth.
Oh,
man, I think that's
Carrie
so
and I
cool.
I are running around the room right now.
And I'm dancing
like
on the table.
Christmas morning.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I think it's such a cool addition to the chamber tent. That's yeah. never been done before. I think it's awesome.
So is this going to be one of those things where you like stick a quarter in there and it just like fires the
I don't know.
The little shots out
I don't
at
know.
You or something?
We'll find
like,
out quick.
You don't know how it works, do you?
Nope. Sure don't.
Not your problem. All you
that's
know is
Shelly.
It's going to be there.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Okay, well, they're new. Who else
okay.
is new?
Fairfield Produce, because we have new owners.
Wonderful. Fairfield Produce. Congratulations
Thank
to
you.
The Grimes, and congratulations
yes.
to you. You went in there. How long did you let them breathe before you went in there?
One day.
I do. Well, I got to tell you, I'm shocked you gave them that long.
I know. Well, I found out when the next day.
Well, that's great.
I'm persistent.
That's wonderful.
Oh.
That's wonderful. Who else is new?
And
what?
They are going to have a booth in the chamber tent.
How about that?
I am
there
just
you go,
thrilled.
That's wonderful.
I love it. Jamie's Massage and Hair Salon. She was a member a long time ago, and now she's rejoined.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that. She's come back.
Since she's rejoined, did she have to pay her dues for all the years that she's
no,
missed?
No, she's
you
not. No back dues.
You didn't, no back dues?
No. But so, I do want
to
say one
nice
thing.
That's nice of you to give up on those back dues.
Yeah.
Like that.
She has this mascara that she gave me a sample of that I have fallen in love with.
Really?
Yes.
What is it?
And it's called Grande Mascara.
Did you bring it? May
no,
I try
I did.
It?
No. Oh, I'll bring it next time. I'll
no,
bring
that's
a sample.
Okay. That's
I'll bring
okay.
Dodie
no,
a sample.
Fine. Yeah, that's fine.
And I have gotten more compliments
Grande.
On my eyes.
Well, they look
like,
great.
Thank you.
Are you wearing them now?
Yes.
Are you wearing it? Oh, it looks wonderful.
Thank you, Bruce. And the last one that I've received, the
new chamber member.
K&M Diner.
K&M Diner.
On First
nice.
Street, South First.
Well, outstanding.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, it took you a little bit to get them. You must have worked on those guys pretty hard.
Yeah. Been in there a few times.
Well, that's wonderful. That's
yeah.
wonderful.
Thank you.
I have not been in there yet. Is it pretty nice?
I have only been in there once.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
I thought you said you worked on it several times.
Well, I went in there.
Oh, you didn't eat? You
I didn't
only,
eat there.
Oh, okay.
No, I was working.
Okay.
Work hours, so.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Talking with Carrie Halbert. She's the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. Now, how long have you been doing it now? Six months yet?
February.
Is it 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
So
February.
It's seven.
Yeah,
months.
Seven.
Wow. So you're 2 months away from having the baby then, huh?
Yeah. No, you're pregnant for 40 weeks, so that'd be 10 months.
10 months. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Whatever you say. I don't have any idea. I don't know. Congratulations on the 8 months.
Thank you.
Is it 7 months?
Seven.
7 months.
Yeah.
Is it everything you ever dreamed of?
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. When you have a passion for something, it's just so easy to do that job.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit more here on the Bruce Dickey Show when we return about the chamber. Is the chamber tent full, by
yes.
the way? Is it full?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's wonderful. So if I wanted in there now, like to sell widgets or something. Or
widgets.
Sell my voice talking to things or something like that. Sell.
No, nobody would want that.
Nobody would want that? You don't care if anybody wants it at all, though, do you? As long as I buy a spot.
Maybe sneak in there. I don't know.
Well, I doubt it.
We find you a spot.
Like I said, I'm talking with Carrie Halbert. This is the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390, WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in today. I have a guest across the way. It's Carrie Halbert. She's the Chamber of Commerce Executive Director here in Fairfield. Does a fine job. Been at it, what did we decide, 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yep, that's it.
Been at it a couple of weeks. Doing a great job at it, and let's talk a little bit. Before we get to the rest of the tent.
Okay.
The rest of the chamber tent. Tell me about the retail merchants. They're really going all out, aren't they?
Yeah. The retail merchants, they're having a booth in the chamber tent as well as the chamber itself is having a booth. They're going to be side by side. Right when you walk in, they're going to be on the left-hand side. So look for us.
You'll be on the north end, on the east side.
Correct.
Okay.
First two spaces. Yep.
So you're like right there next to New Hope Church or the Wayne City folks, right?
No, I don't have.
Who are on the corner? You don't have the list.
I have the list.
Do you have the list? Do you have the where every place goes?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
You have the map?
Yes, I have the map. I'm like Dora. I have the map.
Is that the map? That doesn't look like a map. That's not a map. That's a table.
Oh, it's the map.
Okay.
Do you know the Dora song? I know.
That's the map. I meant the map of who's where on the street.
Oh, no. I don't have that. I'm not in charge of the street. I'm in charge of the tent.
Can I keep this?
No. That's my original copy with my notes.
All right. No way. So tell me about the retail merchants.
Okay. So the retail merchants are having a booth, and they are going. What we've done is I've contacted a lot of retail merchants, and they have graciously donated items.
All kinds of stuff.
So we're having a basket a night to give away. So Thursday night, we've got this awesome basket to give away, Friday night, and then Saturday night.
I'm looking at this, and there's a lot of nice stuff in here.
I know. It's amazing.
So you're selling raffle tickets for this?
No, we are giving it away.
There's a lot of stuff here. This is
it's crazy, isn't it?
This is crazy.
When we started putting them together, I had some help last night putting them together. And
how big are the baskets for one thing?
They're about like this.
Yeah,
about like that.
I was gonna say
it's kind of hard to stuff all that.
We got two large pizzas in there.
I know. Oh my gosh, we had to eat some before we stuck it in there. I'm kidding.
Oh, yes. Is it refrigerated?
Yeah.
Well, that's no. All right. Let's just talk about Thursday for one thing. I mean, yeah. I'm trying to figure out the highlight. There's all kinds of things you can call the highlight here.
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, you have my list. Let me see my list.
You're supposed to bring extra copies for the host.
Okay. Well, I know every basket does have a Brighton umbrella. So if you love Brighton and you want an umbrella, every basket does have that. But as far as the main, I mean, there's Yankee Candle, there's gift certificates to Barbed Wire, Iconic, Le Mans.
I got to know what this thing is. I'm looking at Fridays.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's on Thursdays or not. What is a farmer's daughter Cleva?
Okay.
I really need that explained to me. I don't know. I have no idea what the farmer's daughter's Cleva could be.
It's kind
of. is it the plural?
No, it's one.
Is it top and bottom? I mean, what are we talking about?
So if you're wearing a low cut, if a woman is wearing a low cut shirt.
I wear low cut shirts from time to time.
A woman's wearing a low cut shirt.
Okay.
And they don't want, you know, that.
Cleavage.
Yes, to show.
Okay.
Then there's something they can put on their shirt to cover that up.
Really? Like a dickie or something like that?
Yes!
No kidding.
That's the name of it, yeah.
That's been pretty wild.
Only the dickies like your, you
dickies
know,
are like all the way up, like a turtleneck.
Yeah,
type of
but
thing.
It's not like that.
Okay, so this is called a Cleva.
Yeah.
I must tell you, that's the first time I have ever heard of that piece of clothing.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing I'm...
It's pretty ingenious, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
So is it attached to the shirt or what?
I think
to the blouse?
Yeah.
Nice. Very impressive.
Yeah, there's only one of those.
I see that. That's on Friday.
Yes.
So if I want... So so basically, are they going to take entries all day long on Thursday and then throw them all out?
I'm going to keep them all together.
You're going to keep them all?
Yeah.
So Saturday's entries, even if you only entered once, like on Thursday, you still have a shot on Friday or Saturday?
Sure do.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Yep.
What else is special in there? Looks like all
we have Taco Tierra comeback cups.
Now, what's a comeback cup?
What?
I don't go to Taco Tierra.
Oh, my God. Are you like the only person in Fairville that does not go to Taco Tierra? Oh, my God. I think I've heard it all now.
The lines are
way.
But the lines are.
Then walk in.
Well, now, I do go there occasionally, but I get a
cake. You're killing me.
I get a new cup every time.
See, now you have a new comeback cup.
So are these the big 64-ounce things?
Not 64-ounce, no.
Do they still have the 64s?
I don't think they have the big ones.
I got to say, I know people who still go in there with their
the big ones.
The gigantic 64s.
No, actually, this one's like a kid one and then a regular size one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. You just blew my mind. Seriously?
No, I
oh, my gosh.
It's great food. They're a great advertiser.
I know,
they do a
wonderful
job. I just don't make it's my wife. I've eaten Taco Tierra.
Yeah.
The wife will go through and get me stuff.
Well, that's good. Me.
We just. I'm not. I can hear it right now.
You just
now.
Don't want to wait in line. Love their food. You just don't want to wait in line, but that's okay.
All right, now I can hear the cancellation notice being sent to the station.
No.
All right, now what else? What's the big deal on Saturday?
Saturday is amazing.
Saturday's the big one, huh?
Yeah.
Saturday's
ginormous.
Huge.
Yes.
Tell me, I can see the one at the bottom that I want to win. Am I eligible? I'm not a retail merchant.
You are. Well, no, you're. Yeah, you
personally,
can win.
I can win? All right.
Yeah. So, okay, Saturday to me has a few big things.
Yeah.
We have Fairfield National Bank gave a Silver Eagle coin.
That's worth at least $20.
Yes, it is. And Mail Connection gave these cufflinks that on the cufflinks, it's like a little map of Fairfield. I have a necklace like that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So it's got can you see the fairgrounds and all that kind of stuff?
No, it's like a map. No, you can't. No, it's real tiny.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, those are really cool.
Nice.
Yeah. But the main thing on Saturday are. WFIW has graciously given us 2 Cardinal tickets.
We gave you Cardinal tickets?
You did! The game is September 22nd.
Okay, so you really need to collect pretty quickly then.
Yeah.
Saturday is the
19th.
So, yeah, you're going to have to collect that by the 21st or something.
Yeah.
How are you getting, how are you informing people, I guess, if they win?
Well, we'll have tickets and they'll have their phone numbers and stuff on the tickets. We'll call them.
So, when are you drawing each day?
Probably like 9 o'clock that night.
End of the day.
Yeah, end of the day.
Okay, who is who's going to be manning the retail merchant's booth? Have you guys signed up a nice big schedule or what?
I do have a schedule, and some of the people on each, the retail merchants have a lot of them. Some have signed up to work for me, and then some of the chamber board members have graciously.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll be there a lot though.
Yeah. Do you ever have any place open? I mean, you still needing volunteers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Somebody feels the need to volunteer, need to give you a call, right?
Yes, they sure do.
How do people get a hold of you?
They can call me at the chamber, and if I'm not there, they can leave a message. The phone number is 842-6116.
Okay. So the retail merchants are having those nice giveaways.
Yes.
Does that count as part of the chamber stuff too? Or are you guys giving stuff away?
No, chamber is just having like brochures from the businesses around on the table. But there is something else that I do want to talk about.
Tell me.
Okay.
That's why you're here.
So,
let me see the pen, by the way.
Okay. So Nan from Embroidery and More, recently her husband passed away.
Yes.
So the retail merchants have decided that they are going to get $100 in chamber bucks, and they're going to raffle those off.
Really?
And the proceeds go to Nan.
Oh, that's as thoughtful as can be. That's...
And that will be at the retail merchants booth as well to buy raffle tickets for that.
And how much will those tickets be, you say?
They're $1 each.
$1 a piece, five for 10?
Yes.
Six for five?
Six for five.
Five for six, you mean?
6 tickets, $5.
Okay. Okay. And Galen, talk about he was vital in the retail merchants for years, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And kept, he had, that's a nice thing for folks to do.
They
get together, don't they?
They're good people, yes. I mean, they band together to help one of their own.
That's good.
Fairfield's a great place. I mean, that's Absolutely. What this town does. In time of need, people band together and they take care
about,
of their
We've
own.
Already talked about the Jerry Kenny thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's coming up another one.
And I love this town.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. That's why you have the job you
exactly.
have.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess so.
Whoever did the hiring figured it out.
Yep.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So do you want to talk about the rest of the tent?
The tent, no, but I want to talk about tickets.
Tickets to what?
The rides.
Oh, okay. Are they for sale yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're
well,
for
see,
sale.
Well, so you called last week, last Friday. Was that when they went on sale?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. I wondered if they were still on sale. At what point do you quit selling advance tickets?
Great question, Bruce.
I'm just wondering because at some point it's no longer going
to
be advanced.
That's exactly right. And that's why I'm here to tell y'all noon Thursday is the cutoff.
Noon Thursday is the last time you can get a bargain on a ride ticket.
Yes, because the tickets are $1 each, but they come in a sheet of five.
Okay.
So you have to buy $5 worth of tickets.
Okay.
Normally, at the Fall Fun Fest, if you go to the booth or whatever, it's going to be $2 a ticket.
Really?
Yeah.
So they'll probably give you they'll probably sell you the thing at $10 for the book of tickets.
I don't know if they do it per ticket or strip. I don't know.
Are there any
wristband
nights?
I don't know.
So this is a huge deal.
Yeah, it's huge, ginormous.
Have you had a bunch of people come in and buy tickets yet?
Oh, yes.
Have you had to make new copies and stuff?
No, I don't think.
You haven't run out of tickets?
No, we haven't run out of tickets.
Are they all 2015, or could I still use some tickets from
you
last
year? You cannot, no.
It's a different color?
Different color.
All right.
Yep, I have buttons, too.
Well, now tell me about the buttons. There's something new about the buttons this year,
aren't
there?
I love the button. Do you know why I love this button so much?
Time out. I'll bet it's because it's got a picture of... Well, it doesn't have a picture of Fairfield. It's just got a picture of people running.
Okay, but one of those people is my little boy, Lucas. I love it.
How did that get chosen for the...
I don't know.
Yeah,
they wanted to commemorate the 5K.
Yeah.
And...
So you found a picture, just found it.
He's kind of in the back. He's not up front, but you can see his face.
Happened to find a picture with your kid on it.
It's so exciting. I love it. I love my kids.
Well, of course you do. Doesn't everybody? I mean, so the thing is, the Fun Fest tickets go for a great cause, right?
Oh, yeah. It all goes to
what's the Fun Fest tickets go to?
Back to the Fall Fun Fest committee.
Not the ticket, the buttons, I mean.
Oh, yeah. The buttons? Yeah. All of the proceeds go back to the Fall Fun Fest to help support the Fall Fun Fest.
Tell me a little bit about the prizes. Because folks can win prizes with the buttons, right?
Yeah, like $25.
You don't even know what that is, do you?
Yes, I do. They draw a button. If you draw the number to your button.
Are they going to put those, are they putting the numbers on your window? Are they going to put them on the press office?
They're always on the press window.
Well, I didn't know if they put them on yours, too.
No.
In case folks don't want to walk that far.
They'll be down there, trust me.
Really?
Yeah. That's the thing to do. Go look on the press windows. Look for your button number.
See, now that's the thing. I've got the button sitting in my car right now. It's ready to go.
Okay, good.
Somewhere in the car. I don't... That's...
Lucas won the main one. The on
He got his
$100.
Is that why they put him on the button? Because he won
$100?
Because he won the $100 button?
No.
So you will pay it out to people younger than 18?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
How many buttons did he buy?
This time he's just bought one.
How many did he buy last time?
My mom bought the buttons for him last time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, now that's cool.
Yeah.
See, and what do you do with the money?
Probably put in a savings account because we always make him put money in there.
Oh, isn't that what a good little boy?
Yes, he is.
He didn't like blow it on the
No, we let him spend
sodas
a little
and
bit.
Games.
No, that would be Grant.
That's Fisher.
Yes.
Not Hunter. Okay.
Hunter likes to save his money. Fisher likes to spend it.
Is that right? Well, that's good. I've got Carrie Halbert here with the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about, just the actually barely scratching surface of the Fall Fun Fest coming up this weekend here in Fairfield. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what other things are going on in the chamber tent and elsewhere over this weekend when we return here to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back in a bit.
Tell me her name, because I really want to see her. Tell me her game, because I need an exit strategy. Oh, what a tragedy. But I
Folks, welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey, joined by Carrie Halbert today from the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. I forgot that you have trivia.
I do.
You've got button trivia while we were talking about the Fall Fun Fest buttons.
So
am I going to be any good at this? Am I going to be terrible about this?
Well, I have to tell you about one of them, but Phyllis Hilliard brought up Carol's collection of Fall Fun Fest buttons for display at the chamber.
Okay.
And so I started looking at them one day. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I thought, I'm going to make up a trivia thing. So each day since September 1st, I have put a trivia question about the buttons on the chamber Facebook page.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, see, now I didn't know that. I probably could have been asking those questions from time to time.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Next time.
So do folks have to have gone up to the chamber office probably?
And, they could look.
And taken a look at the trivia question there to...
On the buttons to get the answer.
See, I haven't been there. This is going to be the toughest thing in the world for me.
Okay. So September 1st was, what was the first year of the Fall Fun Fest button?
The Fall Fun Fest button, not the Fun Fest.
Correct.
80. 1980.
Ooh, you are close. 1981.
Dang it!
Oh, okay. Why was there a chicken on the first four buttons?
Because we were still giving away fried chicken.
Yes. Good job.
Yeah, absolutely. That was great. I was there in 81. 84 was the last time we gave away chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
What structure or building is featured the most on all of the buttons?
Old Fairfield National Bank, the Neil Law's office.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. How many times is there a patriotic theme?
To the buttons?
Yeah.
And this is in 34, 35 buttons. I'm going to say there was patriotic probably 15 times.
No, four.
Only four?
Yep.
Wow, okay.
What building is on the 2002 button?
You know, I don't have any idea. Hold on.
Okay, well, here's a hint.
You got to give me a hint or something on that.
So, at this time, they added on to this building.
Oh,
and it was a big deal.
It's not the Wayne County Bank that became the People's National Bank.
No.
And it's not the Fairfield National Bank. They'd already done that, right? Or is it Fairfield National Bank?
No.
Is it? Okay.
That's not it.
All right. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Something to do with the city.
The new sewer plant. That's wonderful. That is so cool. They put the new sewer plant.
Yeah.
That they put the sewer plant on a Funfest button.
That's pretty
special. That is
the
coolest thing.
No.
That is very special.
So Fairfield Public Library.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was the after the big foundation drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What amusement ride is on the button, on the buttons four different times?
Ferris wheel.
Very good. What 2 years are the buttons biggest in size?
They varied. They're not.
No. Only 2 years.
Only 2 years they varied.
Yes.
The rest of the buttons are all the same size.
Yes.
Okay, there was one recently. I want to say.
What are you calling recently?
Well, I thought there was one like in the last 10 years.
No.
But, okay, well then 19, I don't have any idea. 85 and 86.
88, 89.
Okay, why is that?
I don't know why.
I know, but what's on the 88 and 89 buttons that would make them.
Well, actually, that's one of the questions for 89. Hold on. What is the only year that features a picture of people on the button?
2015.
That's right.
He's got okay. the people running on it.
Yep. Okay,
it's the,
so
it's got the little
question,
little Hunter Fisher Trapper Halbert on there.
Yep.
Hunter Halbert.
This question I really messed up on.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You messed up by asking it or messed up with the answer?
The question was, most buttons have the year on them, but some don't. When was the last time that a year was put on a button? Well, you see, I must need glasses. Because the year is on every single button.
I even looked
at those buttons repeatedly.
I was going to say, I would have thought the year was on every button.
Yeah, I don't know how in the world I missed that.
And also, maybe you're thinking about the number of FunFests. Because like this one probably says.
No, I looked for the year.
44th FunFest or something like that. Right? How many FunFests is this, by the way?
That's a question. Just hold your
horses.
How many
do you have?
Okay, why was the
How many do I have right?
I don't know. I'm not keeping track.
Why
was the button silver in 1993?
Tom's yelling at me over there. He's trying to help. And 25th year of the Fun
Fest. Yes, that's right.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate that.
What
Tom
school?
And Lynn both helped.
What school was on the button in 1989?
89 would have been Merriam.
No.
I don't have any idea.
The Olive Branch School, the Little Red Schoolhouse.
Oh, okay. When's the last time you took a tour of that?
Not very long ago.
They still have the dunce cap?
I think so. Yeah. Actually, third grade is going this Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And did you know that my Grandma Burkett was instrumental in having it moved to the park?
No.
Yeah, she was.
Well, that's good.
Yep. What amusement ride is featured on the button in 2010?
Ooh, within the last 5 years, not the swingers, probably not the big rubber room you jump into, the balloon jumping
no.
room, whatever that is.
It's a classic.
The Tempest.
Yes!
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, thanks.
What year was an oil well on the button?
See, that's the one I can see in my head.
Okay.
And I'm wanting to say...
It's pretty recent.
Yeah, I was going to say 2011.
No, 2012.
Dang.
And how many years has the Fall Fun Fest been an event in Fairfield?
44.
No.
This is the 45th
47.
Year? 47. 46. Well, see, now I'm stuck on 44 because I could see the other.
And then the last question, today's question is, what is your favorite button?
Well, now you never told me what the reason the 1989 button was
I don't
was
know
bigger.
The reason.
Well, what's on the 89 button?
Oh, it was the... Olive Branch School.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I can't remember what's on 88.
Okay. What's the question?
Today's question?
Yeah.
What's your favorite button?
Well, you see, now I'm going to be right.
I know. Everybody's
I can't miss
right.
That one. Everybody's right on that.
Yep.
Well, now I see. Now that's good, clean, fun.
Yep.
How'd I do?
I know. You did pretty good. Not too bad.
All right. Now you got to tell me about. I've walking through downtown. You occasionally walk through there, and you see all the big planters.
I know.
How they look? How's it?
It looks really pretty.
Really?
Yesterday they really worked hard and they put some really pretty mums.
Oh, really?
And I saw Ron Tennant working on the Freedom Park, you know, where the flowers are. So they're going to really spruce it up. But since I know Bullard's planted the mums yesterday, but hey, business owners, would you please go water the mums today and the rest of the week?
Water your flowers.
Yes. If you have a pot in front of your business, please go water the mums. That would be much appreciative.
Okay. I'm just trying to keep my Just try to be nice. I was going to think nothing. I have jokes in my mind and I really can't say.
Okay, really good. Don't say it.
I really can't do
that. But I do want to say something about the ride tickets real quick.
Yeah, please do.
We only take checks and cash. We do not take debit cards.
Why is that?
We don't have a machine.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay. If you don't have a machine, you don't have a machine.
Right.
Well, wonderful. And again, that was $5 for a book of five?
Yes.
Can I buy any amount?
Well, in five increments of five.
What's the most anybody's bought?
I think 65 that I've seen.
Really?
I don't know. For
how many kids would you buy 65 tickets? I mean, that's going to be
that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If
you buy for your kids and grandkids.
How many your kids going to need? How many they go through?
I think mom bought about 20.
She already bought them.
Uh-huh.
So is that what the grandparents are supposed to do?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Okay. So grandparents
are wonderful.
Grandparents go to the chamber office mm-hmm. and buy tickets.
Actually,
before...
yes. That is a lot of grandparents have been in to buy.
Really?
Yeah.
Need to buy them before when again?
Thursday at noon,
because after Thursday at noon, you're closing up shop.
Yep.
Are you really going to be closed?
No, it'll be closed. Well, I'll probably be working at
probably
the chamber
will be
booth.
Probably kind of
closed. Yeah. So I'll be at the tent.
You'll be at the tent. Yep. So are you going to have to man the chamber booth and the other booth for the same
yep.
time? The realtor, retail
sure
merchants?
Sure am.
No kidding.
Yeah. I can multitask.
I am so glad to have caught you early in the week because you're like a busy as can be.
Yes, I am a busy person.
For the rest of the week.
Plus, I have my other job.
What do they say?
Bruce, they're wonderful.
Yeah?
Really, a big shout out to Frontier, you know, because they work with my schedule and they're wonderful.
They haven't fired you yet.
No. No.
They're not. You're not planning for them to.
No, I don't want them to. I like it.
Well, we're talking about the Fall Fun Fest. Is there anything else in the tent that you wanted to talk about?
I don't think. We just have a lot of new people in there. I mean, it's a lot of different people. And I'm just really excited about it, that it's going to be different than this year than it has been in the past.
It's going to be full.
It's going to be full.
And they aren't. You're not full of... Republicans and Democrats, right?
We do have that, but we have a lot of new people.
Like, did you put them next to each other so they can have
fist
fights?
No, they're not
fights?
Next to each other. I got them separated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are they across from each other?
No, they're about two spaces away from each
other.
Yeah.
Well, you see, now that's thinking. Did they did they take as many as they normally do or
yep.
Take double
yeah,
them? Or?
Same.
See, now I always wonder with an election coming up, no election this time, but there's election coming up next year. Do you think that the Republicans and Democrats are going to take more space?
I don't know. That's a thought. That would be nice if they did.
Yeah, probably. Might want to sidle up to the whoever's in charge this time.
Okay, I'll do that.
And say, hey, I suggest to Rod or somebody, and I don't know who's if Ronnie's going to be out for the Republicans or not, if he'll be out there.
I don't know. But thanks for the suggestion.
I'm here to help. I'm here to help.
Yep.
Well, so you need to get a little sleep tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping. I don't know. I might be too excited because you know it starts tomorrow.
When are they going to close the roads?
Oh, that is so exciting.
You're going to get a lawn chair out?
They get the things out there and block it off.
You know my favorite part of the road closing thing?
What?
First Street.
I
go to work on, I go to work from that direction.
Oh.
Green light all the time.
I know. It's nice.
It's the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Is the green
the
light
tents
all the time.
Go up tomorrow? I'm so excited!
It's Christmas for you.
I love it.
Are you having fun?
I am.
Well, I tell you what, I you can tell that you're having a good time, and it sounds like it should be a very good fun fest.
It's going to be a great fall fun fest.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's Carrie Halbert from Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. We'll talk to y'all again tomorrow.